Good morning, I'm Jake Sherman. Welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It's Friday, June 18th, 2021, and let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines for the day. A scoop on House Democratic fundraising numbers. The Obamacare wars are over, and it's tech's turn in the hot seat. Let's get into the mix. You know, the battle for the House of Representatives is probably one of the most important political battles this year. Democrats have a small, slim, five-seat majority over Republicans, and frankly speaking, the party out of power, the opposite party from the president, typically wins 25 seats in a midterm election. That's not my statistic, that's just history. So Republicans are clearly favored to take back the House majority in 2022. That election is 508 days away, in case you're counting. But we have some news this morning. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee raised $10 million in May, which they say is their largest off-year May in committee history. That's a big number. Nancy Pelosi is the clear fundraising king, or queen, rather, for the DCCC, and she raises the most money for the committee. But here's where some games come into play. The National Republican Congressional Committee said it raised $14 million in May, but that included a $5 million cash infusion from the RNC. The DCCC said it didn't have any transfer to boost its bottom line, so in essence, the NRCC, Republicans raised $9 million, and the Democrats raised $10 million. Democrats have $36 million on hand, which is $19 million more than they had in May of 2019, and the Dems have no debt. Remember, Democrats, again, have a very slim majority, so they're going to need all the money they could possibly get to win these elections. One other note for you. This is not the only game in town. Republicans and Democrats both have super PACs. The difference between those two is super PACs can raise in unlimited amounts. The DCCC can only raise in sums of about $700,000. So there's a bigger cavalry coming. Our second headline for the day, rest in peace to the Obamacare fight. So for the last 12 or so years, almost every single election has centered in some way, shape, or form around the idea that Republicans would repeal and replace the health care law. Now, those fights are over. The Supreme Court case yesterday that was announced yesterday that the Affordable Care Act is, again, constitutional, proper, really puts that to rest, because the healthcare law is growing in public sentiment. The courts are clearly on the Affordable Care Act side. So Democrats and Republicans have to find something new to fight about. Interestingly enough, when the Supreme Court ruled yesterday, the statement from Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise, and Elise Stefanik, the House Republican leadership, did not mention at all the idea of replacing and repealing the Democrats' healthcare law. So again, this is the end of a political era, frankly, because when I started covering Congress in 2009, this was the centerpiece, again, the centerpiece of the Republicans' political agenda.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Number three headline of the day, tech as the whipping boy. The House Judiciary Committee is marking up a slew of big tech bills next week. Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee are marking up a bunch of bills aimed at reining in the power of big tech, including Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google, the so-called FANG stocks. This dramatically raises the politics of these companies. This is something that's going to dominate the news next week that we wanted to talk about today before it happens. These tech giants have built huge lobbying operations in D.C., and they have been for years able to water down or control legislation and bend it to their will. But frankly, the politics have turned against, at least marginally, some of these tech companies. And leading the charge for the Democrats is David Cicilline of Rhode Island, a member of the House Democratic leadership. But it's not only Democrats that have turned against big tech, it's also Republicans. And Cicilline argues that big tech has harmed innovation, harmed consumers, and resulted in degraded quality and seriously anti-competitive behavior. This is a continuing narrative on Capitol Hill that big tech is in the hot seat. This is not just Cicilline. Republicans are obviously on the same page in many cases. Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, has been a foe of big tech for some time. He used to actually go to California to visit big tech, but he has been cracking down on what he thinks is anti-conservative bias in big tech. So this is something we're going to be watching closely next week. With that, thanks for listening. Leave us a rating and review. Follow us. You could also subscribe to Punchbowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a great day, have a great weekend, and stay safe.